This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And good morning, my friends. 7 minutes after 9 o'clock, welcome to the Wednesday morning talk show here on this Wednesday, November the 2nd, 2011. And by the way, WSMI AM 1540, which we are broadcasting on right now, celebrating 61 years of service to Mid-Illinois today. 61 years, Uncle Ralph. Not too bad, buddy.
I remember my mom calling me and or writing me a letter while I was in the service and saying, we now have a radio station.
Yes. So today's the anniversary of the radio station, and tomorrow is the owner's birthday, Hayward Tally. So, and people kind of flip the 2 days around. So the second day is the anniversary of the station, and November 3rd is Hayward's birthday. So how about that? Pretty amazing.
Yes, it is.
In spite of the fact that we're still here working on it. Well, it's still on the air. So
that's more amazing. And what's more amazing, our sponsor is still sponsoring us.
Even though we give him the devil once in a while. You know? Terry Plummer at Plummer Funeral Home sponsoring today's broadcast, as always. Today we're going to be talking about the Central Illinois Community Blood Center blood drive and some of the area blood drives, but in specific the one in Hillsborough next week. And Jessica Becker has joined us from the Blood Center in Springfield. And Rhonda Jurgena from Save UTech in Litchfield is here. And in spite of the fact we may want to talk about computers, we're going to first talk about the Sauerbraten dinner coming up at Zion Lutheran. But first things first, we got to take care of a little business. Back to chat in 30 seconds.
The Union Avenue Christian Church in Litchfield is having its bean and vegetable soup supper. Delicious cornbread, cake or pie, coffee and iced tea will be served. Serving runs from 4:30 to 7 p.m. on Monday, November 7th. Prices, adults $6, children age 6 to 12, $3, children under 6 free. Carryouts will be available. Plan to attend the bean and vegetable soup supper Monday, November 7th from 4:30 to 7 at the Union Avenue Christian Church in Litchfield. This message provided by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield.
Rhonda Jurgena, good morning, young lady.
Good morning, Terry.
How in the heck are you?
I'm doing good.
You're always doing well. You always have a smile on your face. I love talking to you. You're always a pleasant person to be around. Let's talk about a little bit about the Zion Lutheran Sauerbraten dinner coming up this weekend. Also a country store associated with that.
Yes.
Give us all the details as far as the where and the when and that stuff.
It's coming up this Sunday, November 6th at Zion Lutheran School Gymnasium on 1301 North State Street here in Litchfield. We're doing something a little different this year. We're serving a buffet style with a serving line instead of a family style meal. With what you get to eat, you get sauerbraten and roast beef, mashed potatoes and gravy, red cabbage, green beans, applesauce, bread and butter, and of course the homemade desserts.
Ooh, what kind of desserts? Cakes, pies?
There's cakes, there's pies, there's brownies, there's you name it. We're going to have different kinds of desserts this year. Coffee cakes.
Chocolate stuff.
Chocolate, yes. Lots of chocolate. That is a big recommendation.
Well, you know, you can't go wrong with chocolate.
But no calories.
No calories.
Yeah, the calories will be gone.
It's a calorie-free Sunday is what you're saying.
That's right.
Okay, well, I can go for that. So what are the ticket prices?
What's ticket prices, adults is $9, children ages 4 to 13 are $5, and carryouts is $7.
Now, the PTL, which runs this, is part of the organization, which I guess supplies the school with various things that they need?
We supply the school with computers, whiteboards, basic supplies that the teachers may need, playgrounds. We have done playgrounds that are at the school. Anything that looks like needs to be done, the PTL steps up and tries to support anything that we can.
And I know you've got a great group of parents that are involved with this, and they're really gung-ho about it.
Yes. I am Ways and Means co-chairman with Corey Hanshey and Jenny Lovelace, and we're ready to bring the Sauerbraten dinner on and see all the people that we can have come in on Sunday.
What do you normally serve on a dinner like this?
Last year we had 1,123 people.
Wow.
The previous year we had 1,216. So we're doing pretty good. We enjoy having that many people come in and out of the gym and through the parish hall.
And it's a great venue. The gymnasium there makes it so handy.
Yes. Yeah. And weather permitting, we're going to have the Litchfield High School Jazz Band play outside from probably 12 to about 1 to 1:30.
Really?
Yes.
That's terrific. They do a great job.
They do. They do. Nice. Our serving times are 11:30 to 4 in the dining room and 11:30 to 5 for the carryouts.
Tickets on sale now?
You can buy advance tickets. Just call the church office at 324-2033.
Cool.
And I believe the weather is supposed to be in the 60s over the weekend. So
that's what I've seen. So I think the weather will be perfect for the Sauerbraten dinner.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's 4 days away. We can't hit the forecast right for 12 hours, let alone 4 days away sometimes.
Well,
I hope you're right, Uncle Ralph.
We'll have an exception to the rule.
Perhaps we ought to say rain today on Sunday, and then by the time Sunday gets here, it's sunny.
Well, they're calling for rain tomorrow, so I'm hoping okay.
It'll be out of the way. Hopefully, it'll be out of the way and a nice dry weekend. So.
That's right.
That's what the weather guru says, rain tonight and tomorrow, and then clearing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I like Uncle Ralph's forecast.
I like it, too. Do the teachers, do the people at the Zion Lutheran School, do they come with you or to you and say, hey, this is what we need, or do they have requests?
Ask them. Mm-hmm. We make what would you like this year? And they'll say, well, I want this. A couple of years ago, we also did digital cameras for the teachers. Every teacher has a digital camera in the classroom, so that way they can take pictures and upload them and show them off. And it's worked out great just to get the school up to tech and everything. All with technology and everything else.
And then you in the business with Save You Tech and working with computers, obviously that's right up your alley. And
yes.
That field is changing rapidly.
It's changing very quickly. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can surf the internet on your cell phone now and things like that. But people still like their basic laptop and desktop at home so they can surf the internet.
Yeah. Something about that laptop.
Yeah.
It's kind of like having a book. I mean,
that's
Kindles
right.
are great, but right. some people like to have a book in their hand.
Right.
Just
right.
what it is. Take it your is. Laptop along and away you go.
So that's right.
That's coming up Sunday.
This Sunday, November 6th.
All right.
11:30 to 4 in the dining room, 11:30 to 5 for carryouts.
My philosophy is, I'm talking about books, I like to have a book in my hand and my rear end in my recliner.
There you go.
That sounds like a good thing to have.
Yes.
That's pretty good. That's a good way to do it. And maybe something to munch on?
Yeah, maybe a few munchies.
Yeah, a few munchies never hurts anything. So, Rhonda, stick around, if you will, and we'll review before we wrap up the program
sure.
again. Let's bring in Jessica Becker from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center. Now, today, there's a blood drive at the Carlinville Elks.
You bet. Until 6.
Until 6 o'clock.
And we're going to also be at Donaldson, JR's Mini Mart, 3 to 7.
All right. So the blood center is busy. We've come out of the summertime where blood supplies tend to drag a little bit.
They do. People are busy out and about. And then people get really busy going back to school. Mm-hmm. But once things settle down a little bit in school, we see the high schools and college kids and their families come out to support us.
Are more and more high schools holding blood drives
now? Oh, yeah. It's a great way for teachers to teach their students the act of community service. They do get a T-shirt and a cookie and get out of class for a little while. But while they're doing that, they do learn how easy it is to give blood and how much of an impact they can make on their community.
Can they tie in a science class?
Oh, yeah. And we have a great My Blood, Your Blood program available for free to teachers. There's lesson plans. There's a video component. And I'm also available to come do free blood typing and also speak to any classroom.
Well, that's pretty terrific.
Mm-hmm. Are you, you say the high schools are interest is pretty well maintained from one year to the next as far as the amount of donors you have?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we've got Hillsborough High School will be doing blood driving this spring in March. But in the meantime, since donors can give every 8 weeks, if students can come out on Wednesday the 9th to come give blood, if they need some community service hours, giving blood is a great volunteer act.
Are you looking for any specific types now?
No, we are pretty much looking for all types always. Throughout our area, we cover 19 hospitals. We need them all. We typically divide up every whole blood component into component parts, and so those parts will actually end up in three different donors.
So it's important to get that blood donated now. Now, as we draw closer to Christmas time, of course, the supplies dwindle dramatically.
And people just need to remember that while they may be having a very busy, family Christmas, there are some people that are not having such a great Christmas, and there are some families that are waiting to get through that time, and they do need your blood.
Jessica, talk a little bit about the information that's available on the website from the Blood Center.
Yeah, we have everything there. We've got blood information, facts, donor eligibility. We've got parental consent information. We have information on how to host a blood drive. And we also have a link to an alternate website, which is called bloodcenterimpact.org. And on that site, if you're a donor, you can type in your donor ID, your date of birth, and you can read information to get points. When you make an appointment and show up for the appointment, you get points, and you can redeem those points for rewards like tote bags, T-shirts, caps, golf balls, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty interesting.
And, of course, we always like to point out if someone out there is facing surgery in the near future and would wishes to use their own blood, that's possible also.
Oh, yes, definitely. It's something you should talk with your doctor about, and paperwork does need to be done in advance of the donation. But if your doctor and you feel that your body would have less of a reaction to the transfusion by using your own blood just in case while you're going through a surgery, yes, we do that service.
Jessica, if somebody wants to host a blood drive, how difficult is it? What are some of the parameters that are involved with hosting a blood drive?
At the minimum, it's just contacting me and opening your doors to us, and we take care of the rest. If you want to go above and beyond by asking, you know, each and every one in your community or your workplace, sending interoffice emails, posting posters, getting people who can't donate to bake some extra special cookies.
Okay.
And we take care of the rest. We bring packaged snacks, bottled water, orange juice. We take care of the setup and the takedown and everything in between.
Now, do you need a specific, are there certain parameters for a size of a room or something that you need?
Yeah, generally 25 by 25 is the bare minimum. So if you don't have a large workspace like that, we have three blood mobiles, which were out and about all over the central Illinois area.
Everywhere.
We are on the road. Yeah. And they're basically like, you know, souped up RVs. I mean, we are very, very mobile.
Yeah. Okay.
And, of course, we always want to point out and express our gratitude to places like the Carlinville Elks, the Hillsborough Moose.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And all these places that provide a facility for you to have your
blood. Oh, the Hillsborough Moose Lodge has been amazing. I don't know what we would do without them. And that drive's coming up on the 9th. And before that, even, we have Nokomis High School on the 7th. And then we'll have Farmersville at the Knights of Columbus on December 1st, and then Raymond Knights of Columbus on December 22nd. So we've got a lot going on.
And also on that website, you've got a list of all the blood
drives
coming
up. We've got a list of that.
Up.
And also on bloodcenterimpact.org, you can search for a blood drive in your area.
Is that where you type in the zip code?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So there you go, the blood drive at Hillsborough next week. Mm-hmm. Today, Carlinville, and at JR's in Donaldson.
In Donaldson, so. That's okay. Right.
And as we get into the holiday season, we talk about how difficult it is to donate. But blood supplies, the reason you have it every 2 months is because the supply only lasts,
42 days.
42 days. Okay.
42 days for the red cells, mm-hmm. only 5 days for the platelets.
Okay.
So really, it expires, and we need you.
For a first-time donor who has never given blood before and is not real familiar, is there any specific things they need to do
mm-hmm.
before they walk
Yeah,
in?
I would say not only for a first-time donor, but also someone who's donated before and maybe didn't have that great of a feeling afterwards. Look back and see if you ate breakfast, ate lunch, were well hydrated, were not going through a terribly stressful day, which may zap your energy. Make sure to go home that night. Don't exercise. Don't drink. Just take it easy. Don't lift anything heavy. And if you can get through that and you're feeling okay, please come back.
And I don't think we've ever talked about, Jessica, what happens to the body when it has to replace a unit of blood. And it's really just about a pint is all it is.
It is. It's a pint.
But it takes almost a full day for the body to replenish that, doesn't it?
Oh, a little bit more than that. I mean, but your body jumps in right away. I mean, we are always making new cells of all kinds. So as soon as while you're donating, your body's making new blood cells. So it's something that your body will jump in and start making it fresh. So your metabolism is going to kick it up a notch. You do lose a little bit of weight for the first day, but it's mostly liquid weight.
Right, yeah. Don't get too excited about that.
It's mostly water. So as soon as you start drinking that water, replacing those fluids, you do need to eat some sugar right away so you replace that sugar and the fluid loss, but also continue to eat healthy for the next few days.
And another thing, you don't want to do much exercise simply because blood carries oxygen and you're just a little
that's
bit short on blood.
Right. That's right. And we also do not recommend you smoke for a couple of hours because you're going to be depriving your body even further of oxygen.
Right. So you know, the body takes care of itself
yeah.
and replenishes it within a couple of days. It's
yeah. So most people can donate as long as they're 110 pounds or more and feeling healthy that day and 16 years old or older. But just to follow a few simple rules, everyone who's donated pretty much knows the routine.
Yeah.
Basically a common sense issue.
take care of yourself so that you can take care of others. Yep.
And when you do have a local blood drive, a lot of times the opening hour and the last hour seem to be the busiest hours.
So
if at all possible, if you can somehow get away in the middle
if
part
you
of
love
the day.
To come and visit with your neighbors, yes, come at noon. Sit for about an hour or so. If you really have to get back to work, come between 2 and 4 o'clock.
And most businesses are very gracious.
Oh, yeah, that, yeah, so. Including the state, yes. Yeah.
And your hours, like next week at the Moose, will be what, 12 to 6?
12 to 6:30. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As always at the Moose.
Yep.
And there are various hours. And again, you can check out the various blood site, blood donation sites and the hours by going to the website. So
CICBC.org.
There you go. It's real easy to remember.
And I just see the time coming when we get that 100 pints and roses out there dancing to the beer barrel polka.
Our good friend Rose Beard, absolutely. You and her dancing in the middle of the street, what the deal was, wasn't it?
Okay. Dance the night away.
There you go. We'll have to wait till warmer weather to do that, and then you can fire up the grill maybe.
Yeah, yeah. We've done that before.
It's called bribery, and it works really well with Uncle
Ralph's
pork
patties. I'm not above that yet.
Yes. Just a little encouragement
to
come by.
We do, and speaking of bribery, we do have color-changing cups for donors this coming Wednesday. They're pretty cool. You put ice cubes in them, and they change colors.
Good
for the kids.
Okay. Kind of a little gimmick thing. Good. And Jessica, for folks who maybe are in the Springfield area and have an opportunity to donate, they can always stop by the Blood Center's main office.
1134 South 7th, Springfield Clinic.
And that's
can't miss it.
That's a walk-in type?
Walk-ins are very welcome at all of our drives. If you just can't make an appointment, just come in when you can.
So does the Blood Center sponsor blood drives virtually every day of the year,
with the exception
of Sunday?
With the exception of Sunday, we do want our families to have that one day of rest with their families, but we do have blood drives, about 4 of them every single day.
Wow. That's spread out over a pretty big area, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we cover 15 counties.
How far north do you go?
We go as far north as southern Tazewell at Hopedale Medical Complex, which is one of our hospitals. And we go as far south as Greenville Regional Hospital in Bond County, which is also one of our hospitals.
Absolutely. Boy, they've done a lot of work at Greenville Regional
Hospital. Oh, and yes, all of our hospitals are doing wonderfully.
Yeah. It's a great area to have. To live in with all these medical facilities. So, okay, that's coming up here. Check the website for the blood drive nearest you, or listen to the community events. I know we throw them on all the time. And today there's one in Carlinville at the Elks and JR's in Donaldson. So, Jessica, thanks so much. And for folks who don't realize, 19 different hospitals that the Central Illinois Community Blood Center takes care of around here, so including Hillsborough Area Hospital?
Oh, yeah. Hillsborough Area Hospital, Taylorville, Pena, Greenville, Carlinville.
All in our neck.
And, of course, St. John's and Memorial.
Absolutely. So pretty awesome. So there you go. Rhonda, very quickly again, in the time we have remaining, tell us a little bit about the Sauerbraten Dinner again and the prices and where it's located.
Sauerbraten Dinner and Country Store this Sunday, November 6th, Zion Lutheran School Gymnasium, 1301 North State Street, Litchfield. Serving times 11:30 to 4 for the dining room, 11:30 to 5 for carryouts. Adult ticket prices, $9. Children ages 4 to 13, $5. Carryouts, $7. And you can call to get advance tickets at 324-2033.
All right.
Or you can walk in and get tickets there on Sunday.
That's right.
That is right. You can walk in and get a ticket right there and bring your family and friends and come and enjoy a nice, warm, delicious dinner.
You will not be denied.
And you'll probably see somebody there you know.
That's right. You will always find somebody there you know that you may not have seen for the past year.
I'm sure I would.
Oh, yeah. I don't think you'd have much of a problem, Ralph, since you're related to about 90% of the area. So.
Well, 90% that would admit, yeah.
I don't know whether 90% would claim you or not.
Yeah, I don't either, but it's a good figure.
Ron, in the couple of minutes we have remaining, and I want to invite you back on the talk show like we did last year, and we talk about computers with Christmas time coming up.
Sure.
And with your business, you can help us out and make some heads and tails out of some of the new stuff that's coming on and what we need to keep up. So we'll set a date here when we get off the air. But very quickly, as we head into that season of the year, what's kind of the new hot thing this year? Is there a new hot thing this year?
I don't really know of a new really hot thing. Yeah. I mean, it's the cell phones right now that you hear on the news this morning with the iPhones and everything else. I think anything with technology, Everybody wants to have something new, right. See what's new out there. I'm sure there'll be new things coming out in the next probably few days.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. As we get closer to Christmas time.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. The thing about electronics, it just keeps shrinking, right?
That's correct.
Getting smaller and smaller.
Everything gets smaller and smaller.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. We'll get you back here in a few weeks, and we'll talk about all the stuff coming up and what to look for when you're buying a computer.
Sure.
And how to decide what you need, because...
Right.
Not everybody needs the same thing.
Right. Not everybody needs a large hard drive and things like that.
And we talked about that last year, but we're going to review it again this year. So
sounds great.
Rhonda, thank you very much. Rhonda Jurgena, representing the Zion Lutheran School, the Sauerbraten dinner coming up on Sunday, and the roast beef dinner. We might throw
that
in.
That's right.
And Jessica Becker from the Central Illinois Community Blood Center. Ladies, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It was a pleasure. Uncle Ralph.
Pleasure's
we'll be
yours.
In studio this year, this week, for
we?
Sports Saturday.
We'll be home?
We'll be home.
Well, how about that?
We had a great time at McDonald's this past weekend.
Really nice, and hopefully we can go back sometime and do that again.
That'd be pretty cool. Yeah, that was a fun time.
Yeah, it was.
That's it for this edition of the Talk Show on this Wednesday morning. Thanks for tuning in. Today's program brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. Stick around, the man, the myth, and the legend. Yes, Earl Sarles on his way. That opening commodity market report in just a few minutes here on AM 1540 WSMI.